Welcome to the Power of Positivity podcast. I'm your host, Nick Harris. This is a podcast where you find the positive in every situation, where my guests and I share our very personal stories of struggling with hardship, addictions, feelings of hopelessness, rage, depression, and so much more. Where we share why we decided to change our lives for the better, how we overcame adversity, and how we transformed our worlds into places filled with gratitude, love, and joy. Ultimately, the Power of Positivity, POP podcast is here to help you realize and stand in your true power. The POP podcast is here to show you that happiness and success are truly available to all. All right, everyone. Hello. Welcome to the Power of Positivity podcast. I'm Nick Harris, and I am grateful to have my good dude here, Alex Simon. What's up, Alex? How are you?
What's going on, good people? My man Nick is in the house.
What's up? I love it. Oh, it's so good to see you. And I swear, every time I see you, either on Instagram or if I talk to you in person or anything, you're always smiling. And I got to thank you for that, dude. That's like... Yeah. That's a vibe, man. It's definitely a vibe. Thank you for just providing the smile for the world, dude.
Thank you, brother. I tried. That's my flow, I guess.
That's your flow. It's your flow state. You're constantly smiling.
Yeah, man.
I love that. I love that. Well, this is great. Alec, you are touring musician, right? You're an MC. You're an entertainer. You've been, you've done Stomp off Broadway. Is that correct?
Yeah,
that
right? 10 years. Yeah.
10 years. Okay. Yeah. And you are a Cleveland Cavaliers entertainer, right?
I did that for 9 years. I retired because, I don't live.
Oh, you retired?
I don't live in Ohio no more. So I was flying back doing shows. I live in Orlando, Florida. That's where I live.
So that's where you're living now.
Yeah. I've been living in Orlando, Florida for about a year and a half. We moved here. A year and a half. Okay. It's peaceful. Yeah.
Okay. So now, are you originally from Cleveland?
Originally from Ohio, yeah. Ohio. Football Hall of Fame. Ohio. Yeah.
Okay. Did you watch that game last night?
Yeah, a little bit. I was busy, man. Because my mom actually works for the Football Hall of Fame. She actually works for football. Yeah. So, and that's home. The field is like right down the street from where I grew up.
No way. So those are your roots. Okay, cool. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Man,
you know what's funny? My roommate and I were talking yesterday. We didn't know, like, the stadium looks kind of small. Is it just for the Hall of Fame game?
That's a high school stadium.
It's a high school stadium.
That's a high school stadium, but they redid it. So the home side looks like half of an NFL stadium. Then the other side, it's blocked off. And the other side is just like a regular college / high school stadium. But the stadium there is nice. It's beautiful. They redid the whole thing, the whole Hall of Fame village. Yeah,
that's amazing. Okay. Yeah, we were looking at it. We're like, that looks like a D2 school almost. Like,
right.
What is that?
Right. That's awesome.
I love that. Okay, so what got you to move to Orlando? Was it music? Was it like the work you do? Like, tell me about it.
I gotta be honest, bro. When you're done, anybody listen to this? When they're done serving love at the table, it's time to get up and eat somewhere else.
Okay.
So okay. I'm going to tell you all this. I've done everything I could in Ohio. I've done it all. Done the community things. Done this show. It's like, okay, I'm done. There's nothing for me to do. God was like, okay, it's time for you to go, bro. You're done.
Yeah, was that like a urge, like a feeling you had inside?
And a feeling I had to do it, nigga. It's like, okay. And even when you feel that tug, it's like, okay, mom's here. I got a huge family. My girlfriend has a huge family. We have no kids. But every time I came to Orlando to do a show on tour or MC something, every time I woke up here, it was like I was free. Mm. This is like 3 or 4 years coming, doing shows here in Orlando. It's like, man, something's weird. And the last time, 2 years ago, I had to MC a show in SeaWorld at the convention center. And I remember sitting on my balcony. I'm like, man, it's like something needs to tell me to move here. Then one of my best friends, Tony, who plays sax on the Pieces of a Dream tour with me on that jazz tour. He moved to Tampa, and Tampa's only an hour away. I was like, yeah, it's time. So we just packed up, and we found us a beautiful loft, and now I got like palm trees, looking at a palm tree right outside my little balcony. Simple. We live simple, man. I live simple. I don't live above. We have a simple loft and a beautiful building, 4 stories high, two building, doorman, key fob. It's simple. I live very simple, man. Definitely.
That's cool. I like that a lot. So you said Pieces of a Dream. That's a jazz ensemble, right?
Yeah, that Piece of a Dream, they've been around when we weren't even born, Nick, I don't think.
Really?
I used to watch, yeah, they've been around for 47 years. James and Kurt were 12 and 14 when they started touring with Grover Washington Jr.
Yeah. Wow.
Mr. Magic. Boom. Dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun. That's them. So Pieces of a Dream was Grover's band. And then Pieces of a Dream did their own thing. I used to watch him on Soul Train, and I've been on tour, on their world tour for about 7 years now. It'll be 7 years in November. Yeah.
Wow. So you tour all around with them, and you, okay, now I have an idea because I've seen your Instagram, but for those of you that don't know, what instruments do you play?
I play anything. I'll play a loaf of bread if you give it to me. If it's moldy and I can play it. If it got a little sound, I'll play that. I play everything. I'm a percussionist. I'm a host-tainer. So I MC the Pieces tour from behind the Kungas. I play percussion, full set, you know what I'm saying? That's part of my rider. So every city I'm there, the set is already there. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, anybody who's never toured, when you have a rider and they have a backline, if you don't have to travel with your horn or anything, me as a percussionist and Kurt, my boss, the drums and percussion part of my rider is already there. So I have two tech guys for me. So if I play in LA, the Kungas might be red, but they're LP. They have to be LP, part of my rider. And go to Portland, Oregon, they might be forest green, but they're LP. So my whole setup is always the same.
That's what's up.
Yeah, percussion. I play everything. I play percussion, bucket drummer. I learned from the greats in New York City. I mean, I play kit drum a little bit, but I don't, you know, I can play a pocket, but I just look at as a percussionist, you have to know how to play anything, jump on anything and be able to hold something down. But mainly hand drums and buckets is my thing.
Everything I've seen, you're holding it down quite well. I love it. No, seriously, it's so cool to watch you. Like, I've seen the stuff where you're like doing stuff on NBA courts. So did you actually travel with the Cavaliers or was it just their home games? Like, how did that work?
It was just the home games. We was just doing the quarter breaks and the halftime shows. But of course, you know, I got, we got picked for NBA All-Star three times. So I played three NBA. And, you know, when you get picked for NBA All-Star, you got to be great. That's the All-Star game. And every celebrity you can think of, the world's watching it. So the first NBA All-Star I did was the first season I actually started doing the shows for the Cavs because I brought bucket drumming to Northeast Ohio. I brought it when I was a kid. They wasn't bucket drumming in Ohio at all until I brought it there. I'm the one that brought that form there. Because, you know, I got in stomped. I was in New York City, learned from the greats. Fast forward, I joined the Cavs 2015. We get picked for the NBA All-Star for Toronto. We do that. We win the championship. I got a championship ring. LeBron was still there. Then the next year, we didn't get picked. Then the year after that, we got picked for L.A. And then we got picked again for Cleveland. So I did three NBA All-Stars. Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. Did you say you get a ring too?
Yeah, I got a ring. I got a championship ring.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's
man.
The championship, that's incredible.
Dan Gilbert, the whole Cavs organization gave the lady selling hot dogs to the man sweeping on the floor. Gave them all rings. Gave
that's
everybody rings.
Incredible.
Of course, they're different rings, Nick. Like LeBron and them, they had the gold around theirs, but ours is big with our name on it, diamonds and everything.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
That's incredible. That's
groovy,
awesome.
Man. I was like, man, this is groovy. Like, we got so a championship ring.
That's amazing. So did you ever get a chance to meet LeBron?
Oh, we used to go to this. I used to see LeBron at the gas station in Akron, Ohio. I mean, that's where Akron is 10 minutes away from Canton, where I'm from.
Okay.
So we the same barbershops, Maverick, his whole team. We used to go to the same barbershop on the north side, off of York.
Really?
Danny's barbershop. Yeah, we used to all be in the same barbershop talking. And, you know, you didn't think nothing of it because... You know, he was good and I used to see him at Balch Street Gym. I used to work out, I used to see him playing basketball and everything. You just didn't think nothing of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now he's, you know, the face of the sport, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. So you brought bucket drumming to Ohio, but before that you were in New York doing Stomp. Tell us about that. Like, how'd you get that gig?
So when I auditioned for Stomp, that's something that I wanted to do. I wanted to bring in the noise, bring in the funk with Savion Glover, Jason Samuel Smith, Omar Edwards, Bakari Wilder, all the beasts, Larry Chalk, all the bucket drummers, even my teacher, William Johnson. I was like, I'm going to be a bucket drummer in this Broadway show. Either that or Stomp. I want to either or, Nick. I want either or. So that's another thing about passion. If you see, I knew it as a kid what I was going to be doing. I knew it. I was like, I'm going to be in one of these shows. Bring in the noise, bring in the funk, closed. And I was like, okay. stomp. I'm going to audition for this. I'm going to get this. I stood in line and auditioned against 1,700 people. And
1,700?
It was probably more. Probably more. I'm just guessing. And Stomp only wanted 8. And I was one of the 8. They said, hey, we want 2 people to stay in New York City, and then 6 of you guys are going to go on the world tour. I stayed in New York. I was one of that stayed in New York. So they only picked 8 out of 1,700. Yeah. And then that's fast incredible. Forward, I made it. Yeah. Yeah, man. So
I know that, of course, talent plays a role in that. But at the same time, I think they said charisma and like personality and like general aura got to play a role in that, right? They see you. They're like, this guy's got energy, right?
Yeah. They see me. They said I was a big guy and I can move, but I was a powerful drummer. That's what Luke's words. He said, I said, Luke, but here's the thing though. And I only bring this up because we're talking about it. I auditioned for Stomp in Boston against 900 people and got picked. My back went out 2 weeks before I was supposed to go on the show. They said, you'll never do the show. The producer say, you'll never do the show. You'll never do the show. And I'm crying, thought about suicide, everything. I go back to Ohio, start doing little shows, working regular, like just being normal. Was thought about taking my life, the whole nine. Then I get a call and it was Stomp saying, hey, we're having auditions again in New York City. If you can prove to us that you're healed, you can come back, but you have to re-audition. Y'all gonna make me re-get my job back, kind of like Ali. Remember, they took the championship from him.
Yeah.
Back? So that's what makes my story so powerful. I went and got it back.
That's
had to re-audition and get it back, bro. But
that's amazing.
Yeah, man. It's just, but Luke and Steve said they seen something in me. I was just a big teddy bear. They said he was a big guy. I could be mean on stage. Some of the characters I had to play, I had to be serious. I couldn't smile. But then the character that was my favorite was Doctor Who. I started out playing Ringo, which was a quirky character. You could be Ringo could be serious or joking. Particle Man was like assistant to Sarge. There's 8 characters in Stomp. There's Sarge. There's Potato Head, which is Double Broom. There's Mozzie, which is the funny role where people pick on. There's Ben Bitch. There's Cornish. There's Ringo. There's Doctor Who. There's eight characters. I played Ringo, Particle Man, and Doctor Who. Then like my last 5 years, I just did Doctor Who's. I did full time. I did 6 shows a week on the road. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's incredible. It's a lot of
people look at Stomp and say, oh yeah, they're playing on junk. Nah, you have. So Nick, you might be playing on the 3 and I'm playing on the 1 and then I hit again on the 7. We have to hit our numbers, because if we don't hit our numbers, if I play on the 7 and that can mess up the whole piece. So you got to nail your line every single time. That's what it is. But once you get comfortable with it, it's a blast. It's a blast, bro.
Wow, that's incredible.
Definitely.
That's incredible. So you had to re-audition. So how did you hurt your back?
My back went out, bro. I wrestled my whole life. My lower lumbar went out. Nick, when I tell you I couldn't even move, my legs was numb. It's just that one time, Bill Ferry. I'll never get this. Bill Ferry. Bill Ferry always had the little earring, always had a scarf on. Bill Ferry took me to the hospital in Boston. I was like, I got to go get this x-ray. The x-ray came out. My back was like this. And it's still messed up. It was just shifted. And I remember the producers calling me at the time saying he left a message on my answer machine at the time saying, hey, this show's too much for you. You're a liability. You're not going to, this ain't going to work for you. You need to find something else to do. And thank you for your time. Talk about your dream just getting taken away from you. And you hearing that? I try to keep that message forever. And I used to listen to it over and over again. I said, I'm going to get this back. But I was depressed. People lying if they don't say you. I'm a straight shooter. I'm honest. I was depressed, Nick. Nick Harris, I was depressed to the pits of hell. But I came, yeah. but I woke up. I said, this is it. I'm getting this back. When they called, I said, I don't care what I got to do. I dropped everything and went and got my job back.
They took it from you. You got hurt. You couldn't do anything about it. Then you came back and redeemed yourself and showed everyone that you could do it. That's amazing.
Come on,
that
man.
Is dedication and like,
come on,
that's
man.
Amazing.
Come on, bro. That's what it was. It's either like, you know, even with you, something you're going through, you're going to lay down or you're going to get up. You can lay down because you know what's funny? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. People act like they care for like a week. Oh, I'm praying for you. Okay. I'm sending you energy. Okay. Whatever. And then after that, they forget because they have life going on. So anybody listening, it's not that people do it intentionally, but keep this with you. nobody, you got to go for you. Nobody really cares. If you really, when people pass away, you might miss them for 2 or 3 weeks, might be heavy. You might post them on your social media, blah, 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 blah. Pretty soon you're thinking about what money you got to make and what gig you're doing. You forgot about them. Mm-hmm. That's just life. That's just true facts. Nobody wants to tell the truth. I just say things that people don't want to say. And that's just honest. People forget us. So I tell people, do it for you, because nobody owes us nothing. Nobody owes Alec or Nick Harris nothing at all. We just got to go for it and just live it out, bro. Period, point blank.
That's amazing. So what year, like how old were you when this is all happening? Like you auditioned the first time at how old?
I was 21 years old. Yeah.
And then when you actually got the gig, how old were you? Was it like a year or two, or how long was it?
I was 20. They went on tour. So when I got hurt, the cast that I first made it into, they used to call me the stomper that never was. So the cast I made it into, they was playing Ohio all the time. And I remember going to see the show and saying, I know him. And my friend's like, man, you don't know. This dude saying he know them. I made it in the show with them. You know, you have to explain yourself. I was explaining every time they came to Ohio, like, hey, I know them. That's Chris. And I would go backstage. They was like, oh, maybe he does know him. And they would have tickets at the door, but I would see them play 3 years straight. And then I came back after 2.5 years. I re-auditioned.
Wow.
You know how hard that is, bro? In a show, and you just like you playing in a band, you get hurt, and then they bring another drummer, and you say, hey, I'm on that record. When they won the Grammy, that's me playing. Nick Harris talking about that's him playing. That ain't him. You know what I'm saying? You got to explain that, but that's just the human side of us. We have to do that, but that was the hardest thing, man. Seeing them come back through places where I lived, and man, I was tough, but you know, I got it back. I was 23. I was 23 when
it's
I got
amazing.
It back.
But I love that you just never gave up on your dream and made it happen, man. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't that's done, like, bro.
That's something that everyone needs to like hear well, like, you know, there's just no giving up was never an option for you. And that's, you know, you kept on pushing and made it happen. That's amazing.
Period.
And then, tell me again, how long did you tour with Stomp?
I did the tour 6 years, 5.5 years. And I did New York City like 4 years.
Okay.
So 9.5. And then I would come back and fill in every now and again in New York.
Okay. So was that pre-Cavaliers or was that like at the same time?
Way pre. Cavaliers was 2015. I left Stomp in like 2013. Yeah.
Okay.
2013. Yeah. Around that time. Yeah.
Okay.
The song was 2015, yeah.
And then how long have you been playing hand drums in the ensemble?
Well, for Pieces of a Dream on the tour?
Yeah, like how long have you been doing that?
7 years I've been with them. 7 years now. It'll be seven years. Yeah, it'll be seven years. And playing percussion. And then, you know, my main thing is, and people don't realize this, I'm an event MC. I'm a host-tainer. I'm an entertainer. I don't really consider myself, I'm a musician. Yeah, I play, you know, whatever. But I look at myself as an entertainer more. I'm an entertainer. Okay. A Swiss Army knife, if you will.
Okay, you can sing, you got all sorts of stuff in your pocket.
Yeah, I tap dance on you. If I'm not tap dancing, I can sing. If I'm not singing, if you put a drum set, I can play something. If you put some buckets, I'm going to shred them. You put some kungas, djembe, chimbao, anything, I'm going to play. So it's like, you want me to do a monologue and act? I can do that. It's just like a Swiss Army knife. I just tried. My mom said, use every gift that you have. And I use it. My buddy Connor told me that. Jimmy said, Alec, you're like a Swiss Army knife. That's what it is.
Amazing. Was your mom a really big influence on everything you're doing in your life?
Completely. Still to this day. Because I was a little kid backstage watching her put on shows, yelling at people set time, you know what I'm saying? Call time, blah, blah, blah. 5 minutes, people, 5 minutes with her little headpiece on. She put on a lot of gospel concerts and everything. And I was backstage watching her put on fashion shows. So I was around the business a lot. I was around a lot of people a lot, just sitting in the corner playing with my G.I. Joe in the corner.
That's what's up. So what do you do as an MC? I know for sure that you said that you do the MC for Pieces of a Dream when you're playing behind the congas, but you also MC like as like your main gig, right? Or as one of your gigs, right?
Yeah, that's my main thing. MC, so it's Alec Simon and Friends. I MC for a lot of big influencers like Lewis Howes. He's 2 million. I'm with Inky Wright. Then I'll be with Jen Gottlieb and Chris Winfield, and I do theirs in New York City in Times Square, but theirs this year is in Dallas. I'll be with E.T., the hip-hop preacher. So I'm in the room with all these people. I MC for Mark Evans, a big realty event. Sean Whalen, Lions Not Sheep. I MC for a lot of people, but it's either me, my drummer Chase is my DJ as well. So he might not even drum. He might just be the DJ playing the music while the acts go up. It might just be me and my DJ, or it's me and my percussion ensemble. My percussion ensemble was me plus four of my guys. Kungas, djembe, Chase on kit, Brother Jarrell on timbales, or just two toms. That's my main thing is a percussion ensemble. We might just have two toms from a drum set. Might have a half a rack. Might have some kungas over here, some buckets, and my drum set and my kit player. And maybe just a bass player. All percussion. And just crowd participation. Keeping people going. All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Nick Harris.
Okay.
And then amazing. You got to go up. You know what I'm saying? While the music's going up, you playing. You feeling energized. There's 800,000 people out there. So that's my main thing. That's what I'm pushing. Put your energy towards what you want to grow. That's my own baby. My own baby is my percussion ensemble and me and my DJ using it for any event and any conference. That's my thing. So you put us on stage, we're going to make sure we're cooking. You know what I'm saying? We'll make sure we're cooking.
I love that.
Definitely.
I've seen you doing stuff on Instagram, like where you're like at a school and like it's a big school assembly. So is that the same? That is the drum ensemble?
Yeah, the school assembly is just two people. It'll be Rob, my MD, playing on keys, and then Chase. Chase is my drummer for everything, and then he'll be playing drums. It's just a three-man piece for the schools. Sometimes if I'm doing a lot, I'll bring in my godbrother, Devin, put him on guitar. But he's my utility guy. He plays guitar, plays bass, plays keys, and plays drums. So he plays the same thing with Rob. So it's just always something around music because I use music as bait to reel them. Like, say if we did some schools in Portland and Chase couldn't do it, I'd be like, hey, Nick, I got eight schools for you. Here's what the pay is. You live there, so you don't need a hotel. Here's what it is. We're going to do two shows a day. Chase, I already got a drummer out there. I got Nick out there since because you're busy doing something else. I can be like, hey, Nick, you have a kit, right? Just bring a kick, snare, hi-hat. And here's the flow of the show. Rob will tell you once we land, he'll say, hey, here's the flow of the show and you got it. That's me. I like to open up my stage to people. If I love you and I'm close to you and I know you play, hey, come on, I'm going to put you on this gig with me and just figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Just everything don't got to be written. You know what I'm saying? Everything don't have to be written. It could just not make sense. I like this. It's music. Just let's just get into people's hearts and let them feel great. That's it.
I love that. So when you speak to a school, like in an assembly, do you have like a specific message you're talking about this each time, or do they book you for a message, or are you just showing up and like your heart tells you what the kids need to hear?
I ask. My show is called The Motivational Musical for Schools.
The Motivational Musical for Schools. I love
that's my title. Yep, I got that patent. I was like, I own that domain. I was like, The Motivational Musical, Alex Simon's Motivational Musical. And my shows are for teachers too, for adults. Some teachers have walk up to me with tears in their eyes and say, hey, I've been teaching here for 27 years and we've never had an assembly like this. That makes me feel great. Or then you have a kid say, hey, man, you know, I was having a bad day and so you guys came and started playing on the drums and you tell me not to never give up and blah, 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 and go for this. You know what I'm saying? So it just calls for different things. But sometimes I can't go into an all black school, kids that look just like me, and approach them like in an all Caucasian school. It's not going to work. I can't approach them like I'm going to approach them. I have to go in it at a different way. You have to go, and that's just like, and then sometimes it might be a mixture. It might be an old world. You might have Hispanic. You might have Asian. You have Indian. You know what I'm saying? You have black. You have white. You have a different culture. And then you have an all white suburban school, then an all black school in the city. You cannot approach them the same way because they didn't grow up the same. I have to switch my message a little bit to how can I tell them. Some kids don't even know what a coaster is. They say, Brother Alec, what's a coaster? I say, when you put your cup down, little man, he's like, oh, I don't know what that is. We just put it on the table. You understand what I'm saying? And that makes you melt. It's like, man, they don't even, you know what I'm saying? Small things like that. Small things like that. So you have to approach it. And before I started singing my song at every school assembly, my song, Learn How to Love, is that the world will be a better place if we learn how to love. And that's what I have everybody singing at the end. Before I started singing that, I was singing Don't Stop Believing. Don't stop. But I would go to an all black school and sing that. They'd be like this. What song is that?
Don't get it. Yeah.
Don't have a clue. But you understand what I'm saying, though, right? You get what I'm saying. And I have, like, there's proof. There's so many videos, so much footage I have of that. Like, man, I got to start. And I had to ask, I had to tell myself that, like, I got to come at these schools different. I got to check out what their ratio is. I got to see where they are apart. And you just have to do that. You have to do that. And that's with any entertainment. That's with any entertainment. Yeah. Period, point blank. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's great that you can recognize that too, you know, because like each crowd is going to be different, you know, that's amazing.
Completely different. Let's put you and your band in a hip hop crowd.
Yeah. Not going
to
work.
Hey, yo, brother, you dope. But what y'all got me listening to? They're going to say, yo, brother, we love you, man. We love the hat. Them locks, you's up here kicking it, man. The tattoo, you's jamming, brother. But what is this? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not going to resonate at all. You know, so, and that's just life. Like I said, I say, people are thinking that, but they just won't come out and say it. I say it. You have to, because you don't know who you're helping.
Being real is like, it's hard, but it's like, you got to be real. And also, when you're authentic to yourself, people recognize authenticity for sure.
Oh.
People recognize it right away.
And I was proud of you. I don't know if I'm, and I know it ain't about me. This is about both of us, y'all, on this interview. I was proud of you when you said, hey, you know, playing drums, thought a rock star. You thought it was sex, money, drugs, women. Yeah. Everything. Everybody thinks that. You know what I'm saying? When I was on Broadway, I was like, man, I'm about to get all the girls, blah, 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 blah. Do this, blah, 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 blah. End up getting married, young, got divorced. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, and now I got the best woman I've ever had in my life. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, it works out. It works out all perfect. But it's like, I thought that too, Nick. I was like, man, I was like, yo, when I talked to him, I was like, I'm going to say, I'm proud of you, bro, for saying that. I seen it on your page. I seen it, bro. I use like this. I seen the hair, man. I had that. You made me miss my hair.
Like, oh, that's awesome.
And you're like, you. This is what I thought it was. This is what I thought it was. And I think everybody needs to hear that. Even young people who want to just become these drummers and these stars, y'all don't understand. You will get caught. You understand how much drugs, money, and that I was around, just even in a Broadway tour, just that? You know what I'm saying? They're getting off in the tour bus and everything. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
A lot. You're around that a lot. You got to stay focused or you will be doomed.
Yeah, you'll get swarmed up, eaten up, like consumed by all of them. And I know for sure that I was consumed in what I thought was what I was there for, you know? Like, and also, I don't even know if I mentioned it, but it was in that episode, but I would like lead conversations with like, I'm in this band. You know, like I would constantly like, that was like my like, hey, nice to meet you. Yeah, I'm a musician. That's like what I do. Blah, blah, blah. Like, hey, looking back at it, it just kind of seems silly to me, you know? You know, look at your shirt right there. Stay humble. It's like,
oh yeah,
fight hard. You know what I mean? Stay humble, fight hard. I love that. You know, it's like.
No, I feel you, bro. No, I can see it on your face. You're looking up into the sky because you're really thinking about what it used to. Bro, we all did it. That was my line. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they can even not even be talking about nothing. They can say, excuse me, can you tell me where the restroom is? Hey, you know, I did stomp for a long time, but the restroom's over here.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I asked you where the restroom's at. We've all done it, man. And celebrities, some celebrities, they do that now. Some celebrities still do that now. Like I said, and if I see a celebrity, I won't acknowledge them on purpose now. Just so they can be like, you know what I'm saying? I see them all the time. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, that's like, you do play that part. What's up, man? Nice to meet you. But I just, you know, I feel that. So kudos to you, bro. So clap it
thank
for
you,
man, for bringing that thank up you. On that. And that's a lot. You know, that's great, bro. That's great.
I appreciate that. Well, hey, let me ask you this. So you've been working with people like Lewis Howes, and Lewis Howes for sure is one of those people for me has been a huge influence. Like when I first got sober, I read The School of Greatness and I started following him. Just like everything he puts out, I feel like is so inspiring. But like, how did you connect with him, and like, how do you like being in someone's presence like that? Do you like feel like an equal, or do you kind of like, are you like, holy crap, that's Lewis Howes, or are you just like, oh, that's my homie Lewis Howes, he's a cool guy? Like, how do you navigate that?
That's my bro. I talked to him yesterday.
Yeah,
through text. Hey, what's up, bro? Send him a video. Hey, what's up, man? Love you. Can't wait to see you, Alex, September. His mom, his sisters, They all love me. They're family. They're family.
That's amazing.
And I've been knowing him, what, 5 years now. Yeah, 5 years. His sister seen me play for the Cavs. She's seen that. And she reached out to me and said, hey, we got this thing coming up, blah, 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 blah. And at first I was like, who's Lewis Howes? Had no clue. Had no clue.
Really?
And then, and that was it. After that first one, it was like, hey, you're my guy. You're my hype man for School of Greatness. And it grew, and he introduced me to this. That's how I started working with Tim Ballard. And, you know, with the, you know, the movie, The Sound of Freedom, that's who Tim Ballard, that's who the movie's about, the fight against human sex trafficking. I talk to Tim all the time. I talk to Tim all the time. So I met all these people, and my name and my event name, MC name, percussion ensemble name, Rise, because of Lewis Howes. He's the one that opened up the door first. He's the one, but he's, Lewis is, people, they see him, he's interviewed everybody you can think of. From Terry Crews to Kobe to Kevin Hart to, I don't know, to anybody. But he's so like, hey, I want to see you playing with your dog and laughing, eating an apple in the grass. He loves that more than anything.
You see what I'm saying?
He loves, he would love you, like, hands down, because you're just chill and you ain't trying to be seen. He likes people like that.
That's
even
cool.
though he's a celebrity, celebrity, blah, 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 but it ain't like, don't worry, bro. You'll meet him. It'll be my, it'll be my duty to make sure you meet him one day. You meet
That's
him.
That's awesome, man. He's definitely an influence, huge influence on me. Like that grounding moment he talks about before every chapter, like when the thing you do before you do something, like that has resonated with me so much with like breath work before we play, before I drive, like everything is just be in the moment before. And like that has like changed my game of just like the few breaths it takes to really center and focus and be present in what you're doing, you know?
Be present.
That kind of stuff changed my life.
And I'm trying to do that and I struggle with that. I struggle because my mind is everywhere.
It's hard.
My mind's everywhere, Nick. And I'm telling you as a brother, because I love you, my mind is everywhere. And I don't, when people say, oh, Ellen, just meditate, it don't work for me. It's like going into an arena saying, everybody call somebody you love and start talking to them right now. Hey, Ellen, start meditating. That's what it's like. You ever seen Bruce Almighty? With Jim Carrey?
A long time ago, yeah.
When he's like, okay, God, I can do your job. And he hears all these voices. That's me every day. I hear music. Man. I hear voices, music, everything. I'm thinking about what I got to do 5 weeks from now. I'm thinking about why is 27 cents missing in my account. I'm telling you the truth, Nick. I promise you. That's why I was like, is he sure he want to have me on his show? Because I'm gonna tell the truth.
I'm like,
wait a minute, 27 cents, and then I'll call Carol. Say, babe, did you? Oh yeah, I ordered something from Amazon. That's where the 27 cents is at. You know what I'm saying? Or babe, was you on Temu ordering stuff? You know what I'm saying? Or like
that's did I go to- people need to hear that you're like human. Like that's the human side. People need to know that, you know, you have your own thing. You know, it's like we're not all perfect, but okay. So I got to tell you though, with the meditation piece, I was in your shoes, and what it started for me was I can't remember the friend, but they suggested I get Insight Timer, the app. You know,
Insight Timer.
It was James Blades. James Blades is my good friend from St. Mary's College. He's the one that told me about meditation. And he also told me I should read at least 10 minutes a day. He's like, Harris, just read 10 minutes a day. And like, it inspired me. But I ended up getting Insight Timer. And then what I found was guided meditations are extremely helpful. And I'll send you one when we get done, but it's on Insight Timer. It's called 10 breaths. I just told Frank Turner about this the other day on the podcast, but it's just 10 breaths. And this woman walks you through 10 breaths and literally it's 3 minutes long. And she's walking through these inhales and exhales. It's really low barrier, but at the same time, it helps you to like sink into your space. I do it all the time. This is one of my favorite ones, and it's always my introduction. I'm like, if people are like you, are like, oh, I have a hard time meditating. I go, try this one a couple times a week. Low barrier, nothing crazy, but try it. And just, I want you to try it, and then let me know how it goes for you.
And it's an app? You said it's an app?
It's an app, so Insight Timer. When we hang up, I'll send you a direct link to that exact meditation. Yeah. It's 3 minutes. You won't even realize it was 3 minutes, because you're like, you're just following her do the breath. It's legit.
Wow. Wow.
It's legit. I promise you'll be like,
hey,
okay.
All right, buddy, listen, I'm going to do it. And I don't, you know, and that's not, I'm not stubborn, but I try things, but it's like my attention span is so short.
Fair.
It's
fair.
So short, Nick. It's like, I don't know.
Well, you're human. You're acknowledging that. You know you have a short attention span.
Bro, I'm your brother. I love you. No, you're gonna love me even more. He's like, that's just Alec. You're gonna love me. I'm a big teddy bear. I'm a lovable person, but like I tell the truth. I have to tell the truth. It's like my attention span. But I'm gonna try it because I love you. I'm gonna try it. And now if she make me feel like Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon, I'm like, yo, Nick Harris, this is the stuff. If I feel like Bruce Leroy and I got the glow. This is the stuff, man. It's going to be real.
I love it, dude.
The Last Dragon. You know,
take it slow. You know, ultimately, like, I always say, like, in any type of phase, like a yoga class or if I'm going to lead a meditation of any sort, I always acknowledge, like, your mind is going to wander. It's okay. Like, do your best not to judge yourself. Do yourself not to, like, get mad at yourself. Just be like, acknowledge, like, oh, my mind's wandering. And then just that's when you go, like, inhale. I literally, to start meditation, pretty much on a daily, I literally start by like, I'm inhaling and I'm exhaling. Just kind of like get yourself like, I'm doing this one thing. Mm. And you kind of grow into it slowly. And then, you know, I've a little bit more experience. I'm not like some kind of, you know, expert meditation leader, but I mean, I just speak to what works for me. And give it a shot. We can do one together.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, and it's funny, we talk about the breathing and who introduced us, Bonnie, who introduced me and you, who introduced us. She said, even when I remember doing her podcast, I remember I said that. I was like, it's hard for me. She said, even her flow school, even when she's doing her stuff, I'm watching her stuff. She's breathing as she's talking. She's breathing as she's teaching. It's like, she don't stop. That's like, I was like, Bonnie, you're the queen. You get it. So I get it. And I watch other people's like, I don't know how. It's tough, man. It's very, very hard because my mind is always back to my childhood and the grind, watching my mom struggle. My mom lives like a queen now. So everything, that fight, that dog is always going to be in me. Always. That's why my mind don't shut up. Because like, hey, what's the next move? I wake up hungry every day. 333 is right here. 333. It's backwards because it's on the screen. But 333. This is how much money my mom made on a check every 2 weeks. $333. That's it. When I was a kid. In like 60 cents. You can't live off of that.
No, you
can't. 333. So one of my good buddies, professional drummer, one of the best drummers probably, Thomas Pritchett. He's a good, great friend of mine. Plays Mars Volta. Now he's in Fever 333. Yeah, okay. I sent him that. He's like, bro. Yeah, Thomas, that's a good buddy of mine. He played for everybody. Thomas, he plays Mars Volta. He got a Grammy. He played Jada Pinkett stuff. He plays for everybody. But I sent him. He said, hey, bro, send me that video, Alec. I said, I want to post that. And then I told him the story behind it. He said, whoa. He's like, you gave me chills, bro. That's why. So I keep this on. This 333. I'll never forget that, man. And my mom, still to this day, I can call her right now and say, hey, Mom, how much money did you make on your check every 2 weeks? She said, I made $333. 333. How crazy is that, bro? Me and my mom are in tune.
How did she make that work?
That's a powerful, powerful, strong black woman. Just like all my aunts. But now they live like, you know, me and my cousins, we said we want to make sure our moms live great because I come from a big family. My mom lives great now, but still, that don't mean I'm done. I'm still hungry because this ain't ever going to leave me. This ain't ever going to leave me. So I'm satisfied, but I'm not. There can always be more because I want to set up the next person.
Are you sick of clocking in? Are you sick of working jobs that you hate just to pay bills and make ends meet? I've been there for most of my adult life. I've been working jobs I hated, just doing what I had to do to survive and not pursuing my dreams. Do you wish you could spend more time pursuing your passions? Do you want to make a living from doing what you love? Know this, this is possible for you. I now do what I love, and I make a living doing it. You can too. Let me show you how I did it and how you can as well by joining me for my Intentions Workshop. In the Intentions Workshop, you will identify your goals, connect with why your goals are important to you, establish how you will make your dreams come true, because yes, it will take work and it will take effort on your part to make your dreams come true. You'll also identify the barriers to achieving your goals. We'll then use mindful movement to burn through these barriers and set powerful intentions using the I am statement to achieve your goals. For more information and to sign up, visit nickwharris.com/intentions.
What is next for you? What's the next phase of the Alex Simon piece, right? Like, what's the next phase?
Financial freedom and peace.
Okay. And how does one acquire that, like, in your world?
Figuring out how I can wake up and say no to things. Come on, Nick Harris. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, man. You look just like your dad. I seen it. Listen, I look like you look just like your pops. I seen the picture, bro. That's non-deniable. You look like your pops. Remember I hit you up and I said, y'all were twins. Yeah. I look just like my dad. Splitting image. So it's like, we know what it is. Whoopi Goldberg, she was in Ghost. There's certain facts. I have to wake up one day and say, no, I don't have to take this gig. Even if you're paying me $11,000 or $12,000 or $15,000 or $20,000, I'm good. I'm going to stay at home and ride my motorcycle. I'm going to stay at home and eat cereal and watch In the Heat of the Night. Come on, man. And watch Virgil. That's what I'm going to do. But now we're at this point. Hey, Alec, I got a gig for you. $10,000. Okay, I'm going to take it. All right. Hey, I got a gig for you. $5,000. Okay, we only have five, but it's okay. I'll take it. And then I'm killing myself. I'm killing myself. Because I'm running around doing all these gigs trying to get this money. So I have to figure out how to build financial freedom. All my friends, I know some of the most richest people in this world. But I'm like, how do y'all do it? You can't ask how they do it. You just got to do it. You just got to be like, hey,
find your way.
I put myself in a room with them. Hey, how are you doing this? You can't be like, hey, how'd you do this? And not take action. What are you doing different? How did you make your money work for you? How'd you make it work for you? So when I'm dead and gone, I know people are set up. My cousins, everybody, aunts, whoever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? If I'm gone, everybody has that little dash. So when my dash is whatever, you know what I'm saying? When Nick Harris's dash is whatever, the day Nick Harris was born, it's dash. Jay, I was born on September 21st, National Day of Peace. That's my birthday.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, September 21st.
Love that. Fire.
Do you remember? Dash. And then it's like, you know, I got to make sure people were set up. But it's just going to bed, man, and waking up, Nick, with financial freedom. And I hope you get it too. It will feel will feel so much better. You can help your family, help whoever. So you ain't got to never worry about nothing. Go till you can't go no more, bro. But enjoy life too. Enjoy life too. That's what I'm trying to do. That's where that messy voices. That's where all that stuff is. Like, okay, I got to enjoy life.
Find the balance, right?
Yeah, balance, bro.
Balance is challenging. So how much are you working now? Like, how much? Like, when you're an MC, you're out with the jazz ensemble, you're out, you know, just doing your own school stuff. Like, how much are you working? Like, give us an idea of, like, how much, like, what's, like, what's the year look like for you? Like, how many shows do you do a year?
I'm going to give you, like, a thing. Like, maybe schools, I probably do about 75 school shows. Schools is just something, the thing I just do. You know what I'm saying? I do that on the side. I'll give you a typical week. Like Monday, I fly to DC. Me and one of my best friends, Justin Miles from the Jam Camp, we did something together. We teach a big percussion workshop in DC called the Jam Camp. Tap dance and percussion, we do that. Then I get on the plane, fly back home to Orlando, be home for 2 days, jump on a plane, play Denver. Two shows in Denver. Get done with Pieces of a Dream. Get done with Denver. Lobby call is what, 3:30 a.m., I think? Yeah, after Denver on the 12th. Get on a flight, fly to LAX, fly to LA, play LA, one show, and I'm on a red eye back. I want to do a red eye. I was like, if we're done, I like to get home.
Yeah.
Get on a red eye flight at 11:59, land back at home in Orlando on the 13th of August. Chill. I'm home for 9 days. Back out on the road August 20 something, I think. Yeah. Two other events. Then August 30th, fly to Ohio, where I'm from, do three school shows total, drive 2 hours south in Ohio, use somebody's car, my mom or somebody's car when I'm home, sound check for Lewis's thing for School Greatness, which is in Columbus, where he's from, Ohio.
Okay.
Do that. stay in Ohio. The next gig is me doing a big MCing for my friend Jade, MCing a show for her on the 12th in North Carolina. They fly me back to Orlando. I'm home, repack, fly to Utah to MC Lions Not Sheep for Sean. Flies me back to Ohio. Flies me back to Orlando, home for a little bit, do another event, then do Miami. So that's how it is. It's either a school, pieces of a dream, or an event. That can all be in 1 week. So wow. Each person is flying. Okay, Alec, where are you going to? Are you going home? Are you going to back home to Orlando? Like, no, just fly me here. Then they'll fly me home. You see what I'm saying? Fly me here, or then they'll fly me home. Alec, what is it? Round trip. Fly me from Orlando back home to Orlando. So that's how it is. Wow. That's how my schedule is, bro. It's crazy. So I want to get to the point where I'm like, nah, I can't do that. I'll do it next year. Or something like that. Okay. I want to start saying no. I say yeah to everything.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to learn to say no to things. To have that.
It's peace. Hard to say no, especially when you're hungry, like you said, but also it does feel good to do the work that, you know, to do this kind of work. It feels good, you know.
Be careful what you really pray for. That's where that goes. Because you was complaining when you was broke, but now you ask God for all this work. And now it's like, God's like, yo, brother, I'm giving you all this work. Now you complaining?
fair enough.
Come on, Nick Harris. Come on, bro. That wasn't you and your, wasn't you and come on, bro.
It's hard, man. Okay, so let me, here's more, I want to know a little bit more about the personal side. How do you keep it up? Like, what lifestyle choices are you making to keep up this pace? Like, well, how do you treat your body? I see your photos and stuff in the gym and stuff. So like, what are you doing? You know, like, give our listeners something to like kind of understand how you A, keep on showing up, and then B, when you show up, you're always showing up with a smile and a great attitude. Like, how do you keep that pace?
My why.
That's it. Okay.
My why. So I'll do jujitsu twice a week. I'm in the gym every single day. There's no excuse for that. Even when I'm dead, dog tired, I still go. And for listeners, if you listen, yes, you have to find balance, and that's what I'm working on. I'm not perfect. I'm working on that. But if you're listening right now and you don't go to the gym, get your butt up. Get your butt up. Quit listening to your friends that say, oh, it's good to take a break. Get your butt up. Don't fall into that weak trap. You want to be a savage and wear all these shirts and say, I'm savage on it? Get your butt up and go to the gym. Drink your water. You have to drink your water. Try to eat healthy, because nowadays you can drink Fiji water and somebody say, I don't know about Fiji. It's kind of skeptical. What about Dasani water? I don't know about that either. Okay, what about eating apples? An apple? Can I eat an apple? Has a lot of natural sugar, but I would watch on apples. So what about some fruit? What about veggies? Too many veggies. Listen, y'all, try to do what you can do. No matter what you do, somebody's going to say something. So try to eat healthy. Go to the gym. Know your why. If you don't know what direction you're going, you ain't going to go nowhere. A lot of people don't even know where they want to go. They're moving fast or moving in place. Like Denzel Washington said, don't confuse movement with progress. I got to run this errand. I got to do this. And you ain't get nothing done. Focus on what you got to do. That one day, hey, I got to get this done. This is my energy going to. My name is Nick Harris. I got a podcast today and I'm going to practice drums because I have to play these 7 cities and I got to learn these songs for this week. I got to focus on that. Hey, Nick, we want you to teach 18 yoga classes next week. I can't. Sorry. I'm focusing on these 7 songs I have to learn. And I have one podcast with my brother, Elk, and that's it. Yeah. I have to focus on that. That's getting something done. Yeah. So that's what it is. I try to stay focused, and I have my vision board in my man cave. I have my board, my vision board I look on, and I look at it every single day. But I stay focused on what I have to do. That's what keeps me going. And in the gym. Bro. What keeps you going, Nick? What is your why?
One of my biggest struggles, though, is like not getting distracted. I get pulled away quickly. But my why ultimately is I know that my heart is I want to lead with love constantly, but I really want to focus on service, but I want to serve people through the way that I can do it. And that's like through music and through loving people. And what I mean, the way I show love is, you know, like being kind to people and like trying to serve houses people, but also making, letting them feel seen. But at the same time, I love sharing my story so people can understand that everyone has, you know, everyone has the ability to find ultimately happiness in their space, whatever that looks like. And I want people to know that they're able to do that, you know. And like, the biggest thing for me is I've always wanted music to be my number one, but I've always had these other things pull me in other directions, you know? So it's been really challenging, but I've found in sobriety a closeness with God, and also the practicing yoga and all this meditation and focus I've done is helping me keep focused on what the real why is. And that's ultimately to serve with my, I feel, God-given talents or God-given traits, you know? So I'm not going to lie. It's one of the biggest challenges I have, even to this day, even to this week, is staying focused. Because I will, like you said, pick up 18 yoga classes. There was a point last year, this time I was teaching like 16 classes a week, but I wasn't getting anywhere with my programs. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I loved the reps. I loved teaching. I could teach all the classes, but I was getting nowhere with my programs, my intentions program, right? Like bringing the connection between reflective journaling, meditation and practicing yoga and with I am statements and setting intentions. Like I wasn't doing that. I wanted to do it, but I wasn't actually doing it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, right.
And that's, yeah. And that, no, that's distractions, man. Mr. Bobby Castro started his business with $1,500, $1,700, Nick. Him and his wife sold it for $1 billion last year.
Wow.
$1 billion. He was a poor kid from the Bronx. He's like, oh, I was poor, man. Section A, he's like, I had to work waitress. I mean, he's I'm one of the best human beings I've ever met. He's like, you could do it too, man. He's like, you're distracted, man. He's like, you're distracted. So now even when I talk, I say to adults, when we all have that friend who sends us that dumb TikTok video, and we open it up, and that 10 minute, Siri, stop. Siri, go to sleep. Sorry, y'all. Listener, sorry. Siri, stop. This lady gonna get on here and start talking. I'm sorry, yeah. Then she gonna type, I'm sorry. Be quiet for a minute. Anyway, sorry, y'all. So anyway, I say this now on stage, Nick Harris. I say, listen, that 10 minutes that you open up that dumb, stupid TikTok video of somebody fighting or somebody doing this or somebody doing that has nothing to do with somebody telling somebody off something, politics, blah, 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 blah. For what? That 10 minutes, you could have been sending emails to somebody to make your dream come true.
Yeah.
It's distractions. We're all distracted. Like, hey, what'd you say? Okay, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, that's why I got to stay focused on my neck right here. I got
stay focused.
And I got blessed here.
Okay.
Stay focused. Right there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, Stay focused. I got to. I got to just donate because, like I said, them 10 minutes, it's non-refundable minutes, Nick Harris.
Non-refundable minutes.
Come on, man. You ain't listening, man. Let's get off here. You're not listening. Let's just call me right now. Let's just talk on FaceTime.
Dude, wow. Non-refundable minutes. That is so good.
Non-refundable. Bobby Castro, non-refundable minutes. That's what he told me. Non-refundable. I can't get them minutes back. Them 10 minutes you took from me talking about nothing, and them 10 minutes of this dumb video on social media that has nothing to do with Nick Harris's mental health, nothing to do with his music, nothing to do with his, to be able to tell his story about his sobriety, nothing to do with stretching, another yoga move, another. It has nothing to do with that. But Nick Harris opened that video up and he sat there and watched it and texted his own friend back, said, man, this is so funny, man. I got to send it. Next thing you know, it's a half an hour. You're sending this video and you lost a half an hour. Non-refundable minutes. You cannot get them 30 minutes back because that day will never happen on 2023.
Minutes.
Come on,
that is such a good way to like put it, you know? Like,
it's not non-refundable.
Staying focused so you don't, so to minimize your non-refundable minutes a day, you know?
I need that. I wonder, 2 minutes, yes.
I wonder how, if we could like have a life tracker or whatever it was, like, how many of those non-refundable minutes do you get every month? Add it up over a year, over a course of 5 years.
Ooh.
Right? And you see it like that.
Mine's a trillion prop.
Dude, right? Well, I started doing that with tour. I'm sure you're the same way. Like, okay, so I started drinking more tea instead of coffee. Mm-hmm. And what's cool about tea on tours, you have your little cup, you go to the gas station, hit the little red tab, and it's free. They're not going to charge you for it. You buy a box of tea, like some green tea for like $5. You got your fucking 15, 20 bags, whatever it is.
Right, right.
So, but if you were to go to get 15 or 20 coffees from Starbucks,
that shit's going to be $47.
Dude, on tour, right? On tour, you're on tour for, you know, like you just said, if you got a coffee every day that you just did the tour, you just explained to us going from Chicago, you know, going down to LA, like a whole year, that's going to be several hundred dollars, you know?
And I do that too. I drink, that's my pre-workout. You know that, right?
What? It's coffee?
Black coffee. No sugar, no cream.
I get that, though. Makes sense.
And we have a million teas. My girlfriend, she's getting her doctorate in naturopathic medicine.
Really? It's incredible.
So I have a headache, she'll say, hey, put this oil here.
Let me put this oil here.
Go drink this tea. Go take this. You know what I'm saying? So it's all natural here. And if you come right here, it's all natural stuff. We have
a million teas.
It's like, I'll do the teas. I switch and do like teas, like, in, but it's always hot here. I mean, I live in Orlando. It's always hot. But like November, December time, I'll do my teas.
Okay.
And I'll do my tea because traveling to other places that are cold, I protect my throat. Okay. But just one cup of black coffee.
That's cool.
And it adds up, bro. It does. I never thought about that. My black ass needs to change the tea. There. I need to get some tea then and start traveling.
Dude, I'm telling you, I buy a box of tea. I just go to the little gas station tab. Excuse me, sir. Can I use your little red tab? They don't care. Yeah, they don't charge you for it. You got your caffeine right there.
Hell yeah, man. You know? Wow.
But I mean, bringing that back to the non-refundable minutes, we all do it. I'm just as guilty as the next person. You open your Instagram and there it is. Bam. It's like, for me, I get like little doggy videos. So I'm like I'm a dog lover. Like, next thing you know, I'm like watching all these doggy videos, but it's like, damn it.
Yeah.
I got to remind myself, Alec, right there. Those are the non-refundable minutes. I'm losing those right there. I could be reading.
Non-refundable minutes.
Like growing myself, you know, like working. It's really a good one.
We're distracted, man. We are. We're distracted creatures. It's non-refundable. It's like, I can't. It's like, it's a dumb video on TikTok or something. It has nothing to do with us winning or nothing to do with us making us better. But we're going to sit there and watch it.
Yeah.
But now, and then you got that friend like, hey, man, I texted you 5 minutes ago. I was like, bro, I'm busy. I had somebody do that. Like, my one was like, dude, I hit you up. I was like, what? I was like, yo, Alec, I text you like 15 minutes ago. You didn't hit me back. I'm busy, bro. Like, I took a break from social media. I haven't posted anything in 7 days today.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. People text you and say, hey, man, you good? Just check on you. Why? That's sad how social media controls us. If you don't post anything, they automatically think something's going on. Because everybody wakes up and they automatically open up a social media app to see what's going on. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard, but we need it because it's free advertisement. They can't pay Nick Harris if they don't. They can't pay you if they don't know you.
Yeah.
I can't pay you. They cannot pay you if they don't know you. So you have we have this thing, a phone, which is free. Marketing. You can post anything you want. It's free marketing. I'm not going to bring Nick Harris on my show. I don't know you. I can't pay you if I don't know you. Social media, they're going to know you.
Yep.
So that's what's hard about it. It's like, man, come on, man.
It's such a, it's like a necessary evil. It's hard.
It's necessary. It's a necessary. I like that. A necessary evil. It's like,
we need it,
but it can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
It can kiss it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hey, I know you through social media because I found Bonnie through social media. A friend connected us. And then she's like, oh, you should meet Alec Simon. I was like, bam, go to your Instagram. I'm like, I love this guy. Instantly sitting with my mom. I was like, mom, check this guy out. So my mom's freaking out that you're going to be on this episode, by the way.
She's like, hello, mother. Nice to meet you, mom.
She's a sweetheart, dude. You love her, dude.
Nice to meet you. Same thing with mine. Same thing. And Bonnie, shout out to Bonnie, too.
Bonnie,
thank you for connecting us. Bonnie, if you hear this.
You're the best.
You know, he's going to edit it, but you're the best. Hey, listen, thank you for, you know, bringing us together. I remember first time we talked on FaceTime, man. We just sat there and just talked. It's like we went to school together.
Honestly, it really touched my heart too that day because like, yeah, we'll do a FaceTime. I'm like, sure. Yeah, like I'll hear from you in the next couple months. But then you're like, no, let's do it. And I was like, wow, he's like legit. Like that was legit.
I remember you telling me that. Like, yeah. you said, Alec, that's one thing. You was like, you're a man of your word. You didn't like, I didn't bullshit you. I was like, no, let's just
do it. No, you were like, let's do this. And we were,
yeah, man.
I'll never forget that. That was cool. I took notes and shit too. I did. You told me, yeah. You said, I'm going to check back in a few months. And you said, check back in a few months and let me know what you're doing. I want to make sure you said something like I want to see what you're doing with what you were, cause I was talking about, like, I don't know what to do. Cause I was like, I just finished school. So I went back to school as a 42-year-old. I finally finished, but then I got back home and I didn't know what to do with life. Mm. And I'm like, a band can't tour. The record's done, but we can't do shit. I can't do anything because it was like COVID. And I was like trying to figure out my way. And I had all these ideas. And you're like, check back with me in a few months. I'm going to see what you're doing.
Remember that. That was 2021. You know that, right?
Yeah, it was.
2021.
Wow. Yeah. Damn, crazy.
Because COVID just had, because I was in Motherland. I was still living in Ohio then when we talked. Yeah.
I feel like you might have been moving to Orlando or something. I feel like I remember you saying something about
that. Yeah, it was the beginning stage. I think we was back. Yeah. Wow, bro. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's crazy, bro. Look at you now, man. Look at you.
Well, I'm motivated. I'm motivated because I'm inspired because I see people like you. I see the people like Bonnie. And then, you know, of course, Lewis House is where it started for me. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm a dork, but it's the Millionaire Morning.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, the other day I was kind of, my mom was like I have, Sophie's my general manager, and like her and my mom are all kind of in cahoots, and I was talking about my money situation. You know, I was kind of frustrated with myself. And then like this little book was like kind of sticking out in all my books.
Wow.
Calling my name, and I was like, give me that thing.
Wow, and dude.
And then literally, I just saw the other day that you posted something. You were standing with Lewis Howes, and all these little things kept on. Like, I gotta get back on my Lewis Howes game. You know, so
yeah, bro. He's
reading that in the mornings right now.
You will meet him. Don't worry, man. You will.
Nah, that's awesome.
I'm gonna make sure of it. I'm gonna figure it out.
I love that, man. Well, hey, Alex, let me ask you this. All right, so the year is, you know, we're still, it's not the end of the year, but we're getting closer to the end than is the beginning. What should the world expect from Alec Simon in 2024? Bunch of touring? Is it going to be, are you going to write a book or something? Like, where are you at? What's the next big phase for you?
2024, hopefully I'll get done with my book. Yes, I'm writing a book, and it's called Alec Simon Says.
Alec Simon Says. You know what? I didn't even need to know, but I knew you were going to write a book because that's your trajectory. You know what I mean?
I have to tell everything. I got to just tell the truth because I know it's going to set people free. You know, yep. I've been blessed to say things that people are afraid to say, and I'm just going to tell the truth. Tell everything.
I love that.
You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
They can look for me being on some more big stages, my percussion ensemble growing, big, more events, more conferences, but seeing my face on a brand, me being the face of a brand, of a big brand.
Okay.
Me being the face of some type of clothing brand, shoe brand, drink brand, something. Me being the face of something. And I'm on another PNC. I'm on a PNC Bank commercial. It should be coming out in September. You know what I'm saying? That's amazing. LA, but you know, with all that strike stuff going on and everything like that. So it's like the SAG, everything's waiting. So that commercial will be out. But yeah, just what you're going to see, you're going to see a new Alec. You're going to see me saying less. People, stop telling people your business. I had to learn. My girl told me this. My mom told me this. Because I just want people. I want to inspire people. But stop telling people your business. Stop telling people your business. Stop telling people your business. Because move in silence. Because I think people will think you're even more wise when you're quiet.
Mm.
Like, stay quiet. Because people are going to pray. So you can say, hey, Alec, I got this idea to come up with this peppermint tea. And I'm saying, I wouldn't do peppermint. I would do lavender. And that just crushed your whole damn thing. Mm. And you've been thinking about this peppermint tea for 7 years. You finally came out and told somebody. And then my black ass got to say that one thing and make you and just down it. Keep your shit to yourself, y'all. Everybody's not for you, and everybody don't want to see you win. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to call you with it as straight as fade. Everybody don't want to see you win, Nick. People don't want to see me win. People don't want to see you. And you don't bother a soul. I don't bother nobody. Just people don't want to see us win. Because we can see they don't let nothing bother us because we're strong-minded, we're strong-soul people. Stop telling your damn business. I have to do that too. Stop telling Ellis. Stop telling your business. Move and sign. Stop telling your business. Hey, man, what are you working on? I'm just working. So how you been? What are you working on? Tell me, dude. Like, what's going on? I'm just working, man. Just doing it. Stop. Stop telling, because everybody will pray against it. They will pray against it. They will. They will. That's my thing. But yeah, you will see me a face of a brand somewhere, and you'll see me on a lot more bigger stages. Me emceeing, touching hearts that way. Because I just don't MC. I'm going to give you a gem. I'm opening up your heart and your soul for the speakers, what you're getting ready to receive. That's my job as an event MC. I open up your heart and your soul to get you ready and prepared for people to come tell their story.
I love that.
That's all it is.
That's a special piece, man. That's a special piece to the whole puzzle.
Come on, man. Thank you for having me on here, bro. I love you, man.
Yeah. Look, thank you so much for being here. And thank you for inspiring me and so many others. I look forward to the time that you are in the West Coast. Yeah, yeah. Send me that, dude. Let's go. Let's go. I love it. You know, I've never done that before. Let me try that.
Yeah, come on, man. You ain't ready.
I love it. Bam. Smile for you. Let's go. All right, Alex Simon. Thanks, man. Hey, no, all jokes aside, I'm honored to have you here. It's been wonderful speaking with you again. And I love you. And I love your vibes. And I love you, how positive you are in the world. Thank you for showing up.
Hey, I'm gonna send you my song right now. It's my first song called Learn How to Love. I did everything. Me and my little brother Dallas Baldwin, he's my engineer. He played guitar on it. I sang everything in my phone 7 years ago, and I finally put it out last year. It came out on my birthday. It's called Learn How to Love. But I'm gonna send it to you.
Okay.
And I said a verse. I got my one little bro, Alan. He did a verse. But I wrote everything, produced everything, and Dallas Baldwin, he was my engineer. So I'm definitely going to send that to you right now.
I love it. Thank you, Alec.
Hey, man. I love you, bro. Thank you. And send me the app. Send me that app.
Okay. Insight timer coming your way as soon as we hang up here. And everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you so much to Alec again for showing up for the Power Positivity Podcast. I hope all is well. Take good care of yourself, friends, so you can take care of others. And I will see you again soon. Peace.
The stories we share on the POP podcast are real stories from real people who've dealt with real struggle in their lives. We think it's important for you to hear that you aren't alone in whatever you might be struggling with in your own life. It's important to know that you are heard, you are seen, and you are loved. It's imperative to know that you can do all the things you want to do. It's absolutely imperative to know that happiness and success are available to all, including you. Especially, this message is for you to hear. So if you're struggling today, if you're feeling low or alone, I invite you to start to change your perspective to a more positive mindset. Sure, easier said than done, right? I totally get that. Allow me to share two simple things that have helped me to find a positive in my life when I'm going through a hard time. First, I invite you set 3 positive intentions today using the I am statement. For example, I am getting into bed by 10 p.m. tonight. Or I am letting go of the things that do not serve me. Or it can be as short as I am worthy. I invite you to say your intentions aloud in the morning when you wake up. The second is this. I invite you to write down 3 things you are grateful for at night before you go to bed. 3 gratitudes. Give it a week. See how you feel afterwards. See if you start to feel a positive shift in your life. I invite you to do these things because these are a part of my own work, the own things that I did in my own life, part of my own process. Not to say that my process is the best or the only way, but it could be a good place to start with. Like the great songwriter Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy said, you can do anything you want to do. It's not wrong what I sing, it's true. You can do anything you want to do. Do what you want to. If you want to learn more about how to set intentions using the I am statement, check out the information available on my website, www.nickwharris.com, nickwharris.com. Thank you very much for listening, friends. See you again the next time. Cheers.